You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My family is messed up, and Christmas is something I just want to be over already. Is God mad at me? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Mission USA founder Glenn Fitzgerald.
Enough with the Christmas. I've just had it.
Fair enough. And the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Mr. Jed Brewer.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
No, it's not.
Yeah, have you tried any other time of year? Well, as you can tell, we're in the holiday spirit. And we had a question coming to thebridgeloud at gmail.com on this topic. You're welcome to write in future questions. This week's question says, my family is messed up and Christmas is something I just want to be over already. This question from you, Glenn?
No. Oh, well. It could be, but no.
Is God mad at me? So it is a fine question. And as you may be picking up on, and Glenn, if you have anything to say on this topic.
Yeah, I can cover it.
Let's start us off. We may agree on a lot of this.
For sure. Part of our day job, we're working with guys coming out of jail, coming out of addiction, dealing with getting away from a street lifestyle and that kind of stuff, and helping them plug into social services, into church stuff, and a new spiritual life. And the thing is, December is when it just all comes to a head, you know. But I think part of that is because there's a reminder that it's supposed to be better than this,
sure.
You know, or at least a declaration of that. You know, I go to the store and they go, "Holly jolly, happy Christmas!"
That's all we can do.
Yeah, that's right.
Copyright.
That's right. So there's all these kind of yippee, skippy, happy holidays, whatever. And it's like, well, my life isn't that, so I must be living a uniquely bad experience here. But the truth is a lot more complicated than that.
I think it's a great point. And, Jed, I think one of the other things that leads to the Christmas sadplosion, if you will, is a lot of people spend a lot of the month of December trying to think maybe things are holly and jolly.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely, they do. There's a whole lot of denial going on. Look, man, you wrote in. We feel you. We're right there with you. Our families have problems, too. December tends to be, as Glenn said, a month-long reminder of how imperfect everything is. And that sucks. It sucks for us, and it sucks for you. And we're sorry, just so you know, so you've heard somebody say it. We're sorry. We're sorry for what you're facing, what you're dealing with. I think the thing that kind of makes it worse, right, is that if you look around, most people are kind of playing make-believe that everything is great. Their lives are not perfect, but they're acting a lot like they are. Like, right. Just everything is wonderful. It's like the most wonderful. And so that, I think, leads us to start to wonder either, as Glenn said, there's something uniquely wrong with us and, you know, messed up about us in a way that just isn't true about other people. And that's not it. So if that's not going on, then I think we start to wonder, well, would I be happier if I was playing make-believe too? If I just put my blinders on and just said, no, everything's great. I'm the bestest in the whole wide world. Would I be happier if I just started lying to myself the way that everybody else does? I think we owe it to ourselves to actually examine that question. We may suspect that we know the answer already, but I think we really need to give that an honest look. When we're going through a rough time, we need to consider all options.
Absolutely right. We will be back to talk more about your various Christmas options right here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Please do not sue us because I sang a couple of notes of a song in the previous segment.
a common an earnest plea here
yes,
on the Bridge Loud.
That's right.
So joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Greetings.
We're continuing to answer a holiday question that comes in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my family is messed up and Christmas is something I just want to be over already. Is God mad at me? Now, Glenn, we close out that last segment with Jed posing the very good question that Christmas, the season, seems to be filled with people who are just in crippling denial.
That's right.
Just the last 25 family Christmas dinners have gone terribly.
Right.
And people have thrown things and stormed out. But this year, it's going to be great.
That's right, yeah.
So, should we, and it's worth examining, would we be happier if we just have that Christmas lobotomy and bought into the denial?
Unfortunately, no. I mean, I think I do get the idea behind it, is that idea of if we sort of pretend that that's true, it'll become true.
Sure. There's the magic of the season.
Yeah, that's not really what's going on. I think when we embrace the truth and move past it, particularly when we get to a point of understanding, then you can have really healthy family relationships. Sort of ignoring that understanding of the truth by denying the truth, then we don't get to those intimate relationships. And that's really the problem that we want to encourage you to try and get past in your own life, of having relationships, if it's not with your family, with other people, that don't involve that kind of denial of reality.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. And Jed, I think maybe the thing that would be holding a lot of us back on that is, if I'm honest about Christmas, Grandma's just going to start crying.
Right.
Grandma loves Christmas.
Yes.
So the idea of the difference, maybe, can we be honest with ourselves? Can our family handle us being honest? These might be different sides of the same coin, right?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Let's give some quick background here. One of the most poisonous things in the world, it may not be the cause of all problems, but it's the cause of a lot of problems in life, including problems in our family, is what we've been using the word denial, which is avoiding reality, being afraid of the truth. Man, does that cause problems in people's lives. And so that includes just denying that things are hard. Nope, things are great. And that includes drinking so that you forget that things are hard. You know, after a fifth of vodka, it just doesn't bother me as much. Things are probably okay. That causes so many problems in life. But the thing that we've found for years and years is that facing life on life's terms, being honest about what's going on and what you're dealing with, that's actually how you move forward. That's actually how you get to a better place in your life, is by being honest with yourself, being honest with what your life is like and what you're dealing with. It doesn't seem like that would work, but I promise you it really, really does. But Matt, as you rightly ask, that would probably make Grandma cry. Grandma may not be able to handle me
Grandma
being
honest. Grandma worked so hard on that centerpiece.
So can I be honest with myself? Can I be honest with Grandma? Who can I be honest with? I think that's the question we really need to get in and look at, is who can I actually keep it real with?
That's a great point. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about that right here on the Bridge Lab.
Yeah.
with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Simply not having a wonderful Christmas time.
Wow.
I changed it so you can't see
it. It's a parody.
Yeah.
He's the Weird Al of late-night Christian rock shows. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I celebrate that protected speech.
Yeah.
We'll see if our lawyers feel the same. We continue to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my family is messed up, and Christmas is something I just want to be over already. Is God mad at me? Now, Glenn, we closed off the last segment by Jed posing a very good question of, can you be honest about your feelings, and who can you be honest with?
Right.
So it may be important to look at... if there are people in your life, family, wherever, that you feel like you can't be honest about your Christmas feelings with, where do we find some folks we can get honest with?
Well, I think, yes, when we're talking about family, that's sometimes different from relatives.
Ah.
I have relatives that don't act much like family, and we don't share much of a family relationship with. And everybody has relatives. They live in a distant part of the world or whatever. You're not able to interact with them. So we all find our own sense of family in building other relationships. And a key component of those relationships are that you can be honest and that you can vent a little bit and that you can say, hey, you know, that's bugging me a little bit, or hey, why don't you relent with that, and so on and so forth. And maybe you get a little pushback on that and you accept that as well. This is what healthy relationships are all about. But I think if we get a sense of it's the holidays, stuff down your feelings, that's the good thing. We're really getting down a very unhealthy road for our own development.
It's a great point. Honesty is often the thing that ruins Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And you're definitely listening to a show hosted by three people who I'm confident, I know it's true for me, have all independently been accused of ruining Christmas.
Oh, yes.
That's right. So, Jed, we looked in some previous segments about would the answer to that be just joining the denial? It's
sure.
The denial party. Get down with it. So if we're allowing on honesty to be the answer, where does that drive us?
Well, I think we've got to find people we can be honest with. Those may or may not be people with whom we share genetic material, and that's okay. The right people will celebrate you being honest. That's actually how you know you're starting to build some good relationships. When you can keep it real and no one is judging you or looking down on you, you're starting to head in a really good direction. And in fact, when you can keep it real, when you're honest and they say, yeah, me too, I get that, and I feel like that, now you've really got something. Now you're actually beginning to build family as opposed to relatives. That's great. That's what we want. That's actually, facing life on life's terms is really healthy, and it goes really good places. It's also hard, and it's really tough to do that if we don't have people that can cheer us on in the midst of that, that can be a support to us, where we can be honest and they can say, I get that. But you, when you wrote in your question, you ended by asking, is God mad at me? The short answer is no, he's not. But I think what you were wondering there, and the question that we really need to dig into is, can God handle you being honest? We've talked about whether or not other people can, and some of them can, some of them can't, and we kind of have to find people who can't. But can God handle you being honest? I think we need to get into that.
That'll be the thing we look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
You are not a man that you change your mind. This is not a plan where someday I'll find that you've given up. Run out of love, run out of patience with myself. You made a mistake with the price that you've paid. You're moving on to someone else. Oh, you chose me, you chased me. Faithfulness never stops. No. to make you think I am worth your time. Were you willing to talk, but you think that I suck, and I should shape up, is your body.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm just going to try and embrace Christmas and see what happens.
How's it going?
Not good.
Also joining us, the producer of this year's show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Happy New Year?
I'm not sure about that either.
Okay.
New Year's, Christmas, but worse. We'll get to that, maybe. If someone writes in a question about surviving New Year's, we'll do that. For now, we're going to answer this week's question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, my family is messed up, and Christmas is something I just want to be over already. Is God mad at me? And Glenn, Jed closed that last segment with us posing the very good question of, when maybe the thing we really want to look at, that is God mad at me, is can God handle me being honest about this? And of course, it being the Christmas season, we don't just want to answer that. We want to give that with a little something extra. Maybe some eggnog? No.
No.
Some chocolate shavings? No. I know. Mm. A little secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
But when this does really tie in with what you've been doing your entire career, which is helping people who aren't that comfortable or maybe used to church stuff, to Christian stuff, get involved in that. And I think a big part of that is, am I just supposed to paint a smile on everything?
Yeah.
Or does God want me to be honest? What do you tell folks who are starting to deal with that?
Well, the funny thing is that we were talking about it just before we rolled tape here, but it's this idea that we think of God as wanting us to live a certain kind of happy existence, and that we disagree with that because he's in heaven and we're down here, and he doesn't know how hard it is down here. The funny thing is, the actual story of the Nativity, the actual story of Jesus coming here, is you've got a construction worker and a teenager pregnant out of wedlock. She's giving birth in the middle of nowhere. You know, they find a stable, there's animals, and there's, you know, the smell of the residue of an animal.
Hmm.
You know,
that was a very FCC-friendly way to put that.
If you have the southbound residue of a northbound bovine, you've got the
sounded it out.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty real. There's a lot of realness happening there, and so I think it's important to recognize that God can handle us being honest and real because He's been in the real part of this world.
I think it's a fantastic point. And Jed, anything we would add to that?
Absolutely. The dude who was born on December 25th, Jesus, later said the following. Someone asked him, who is God looking for? What kind of people does God want? And Jesus said, God is looking for people who are simply and honestly themselves before him. That's such a crazy idea that that's what God would want, is people who are simply and honestly themselves before him. If you can dig it, you've started that journey by being honest about how you're doing, by saying, I'm having a rough time. Not only is God not mad at you, that's the very thing that he's looking for. The fact that you'd be honest with him in your heart and in your mind, that's your Christmas gift back to God. He's pleased, so keep going. Go and talk to him and tell him the real deal, knowing that he understands and he loves you and he's there for you.
Absolutely right. I think that is all fantastic stuff. We will see you next week here on The Bridge Loud when it won't be Christmas anymore.
Woo!
And that's truly the most wonderful time of the year. See you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.